Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Once upon a time, there was a girl
who dreamed of flying through the stars,
who dared to resist injustice,
who lived to a beat and a rhythm that was all her own.
Her name was
Chloe.
Frida.
Oprah.
Celia Cruz.
Josephine.
Greta.
Ruth.
Alice.
One day, she
wondered, could today be the beginning of something new?
This was her one opportunity to do something, something big.
So that's exactly what she did.
Along the way, she discovered that
she wasn't alone.
Her body felt strong, her mind sharp.
She was prepared to work as hard as it took.
Her words were making a real change, and she felt powerful.
I'm Gayle King.
I'm Andra Day.
I'm Diane Gibbons.
I'm Lindsay Vaughn.
I'm Jamila Jamal.
I'm Anita Hill.
I'm Brenda Chapman.
I'm Alana Glazer.
And this is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts or find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio.
Why, hello, everybody. It's good to be back. That's right, it's me, Grabstack, your favorite actor, writer, director, hairstylist, sock connoisseur, real estate agent, director, and sidekick. I could go on, but I gotta start the show.
You know, this technically is my show. I am Bobby Wonder, the Bobby Wonder.
Yes, yes, Bobby Wonder, the blue-haired superhero boy from Florp. But what is Bobby Wonder without his lovable genius sidekick? Well, hopefully we'll never find out the answer to that question.
Today's an exciting day in Pflugerville because the Super Fun Fun Fair has come into town.
Oh, I just love the Super Fun Fun Fair. It's just so much fun.
I'm excited to take a day off from my superhero duties and just relax and enjoy the day. There'll be so many fun rides.
And all that fried food. Hoo-wee. My mouth is watering just thinking about all the fried bananas and fried strawberries and fried Slurpees and fried anything, really. Oh, I am hungry.
You've got quite the appetite for such a small being.
It's not the size of the stomach, but the size of the willpower.
Come on, Grabstack. I'll fly us over to the Super Fun Fun Fair. It's just on the outskirts of Pflugerville. There it is, the fair.
Well, ain't that a sight for open eyes? It's beautiful. They've got everything. Merry-go-rounds, water slides, a corn maze, the best kind of maze, and behold, the food stalls. Oh, it's all just so wonderful. Where should we start?
I was thinking we'd go on the merry-go-round. Start off on an easy ride first and—
Did you say get funnel cakes?
No, I didn't. I said the merry-go-round.
If you insist on getting funnel cakes first, I won't protest. I like mine with extra powdered sugar and a heaping of fried bananas on top. In fact, just put the whole thing back in the fryer twice over.
Actually, Grabstack, I forgot to mention that Lucy Wow, our favorite inventor slash tinkerer, says she has a surprise at this year's Super Fun Fun Fair.
Lucy Wow, a surprise? Well, this ought to be good. What will it be this time? A robotic elephant?
She said it's over on the west side of the fair. Let's go see.
Fine, if you insist, though I do think we have a quick moment for a funnel cake first.
We can come back for that. Come on, let's go see what Lucy's surprise is.
All right. That Lucy, she always wows me with all her inventions. But I must say, Lenore caused me quite a lot of stress with those socks. This invention can't be any. What in tarnation is that?
Bobby! Grabstack! You made it!
We sure did. Hi, Lucy. Hi, Kapow. Hi, Lenore.
Super time fun fun cake.
Wow! What are we looking at here? I've never seen anything like it before.
It's an invention unlike any other, including me.
This is what I'm calling the Wheelie Coaster.
The Wheelie Coaster?
Yep. I spent all year constructing it. It's a combination Destination Ferris Wheel Roller Coaster. You start on the Ferris wheel part, here, going round and around until the wheel suddenly unravels and sends your carriage spiraling down along the three loops of the coaster track, all while spinning nonstop. And I want you two to be the first to ride it.
You want, huh? You want who?
Yeah, I want you two to be the first ride testers.
Boom, boom, whirly time.
Now, I don't know about that. I'm a lot of things, but I'm not a roller coaster tester sidekick. Nope, nuh-uh.
Oh, come on, Grabstack. This looks thrilling. I've always been a fan of moving fast and doing upside-down circles, so this seems right up my alley.
Upsy-downsy.
That's right, Lenore. Going upside down is a lot of fun. The wheelie coaster's one of a kind, and I promise you it's safe. I've taken all the precautions to ensure it will work this time.
I mean, maybe you should check again. Asking for a friend.
The time is now. Get in, guys.
Come on, Grabstack. This'll be fun.
I have a weak stomach. I think I need to go to the bathroom.
If you can give me a mechanical pygmy goat a haircut, you can do anything.
Well, I do like hearing that. Words of affirmation are my love language. Maybe I could hear some more encouragement.
You're the bravest sidekick I know and my bestest friend from Florp.
Yes, yes, go on.
You never gave up on your friends and never gave up on yourself, even when your hair business failed and all your socks were stolen.
That wasn't my fault. I was doing my best.
You always do your best, and that's what matters.
Anything else? Lenore, you haven't praised me yet.
Huggable, cute baby friend.
I'll accept that. All right, I'll get on this contraption. You all warm it down with love. I am great. So why wouldn't someone great like me get on this totally not unstable wheelie coaster thing to support a friend?
Just closing the safety bar on the cage and making sure you're all set.
I am sweating and shaking. Hoo-wee! I'm more nervous than a fly in a blizzard.
It'll be okay, Grabstack. Just think of all the times you've flown with me. Nothing bad ever happens.
Well, that's not exactly true.
Grabstack, we're just slowly moving up the Ferris wheel. Nothing scary has happened yet.
That clickety-clackety, though. What's that noise?
Oh, that's just the metallic chain getting into place. So when they get released, the speed at which you'll fly through the track will be fast.
How fast?
That's a good question, but it's gonna be really fast.
What did you say? I can't hear her because we're so high up now.
I think she said slow.
She did not. It definitely sounded like fast.
Wow, Grabstack, look, we're at the top of the Ferris wheel. We can see all of the super fun fair.
And there's Pflugerville in the distance.
It's so beautiful up here. Sometimes, when I'm flying, I forget to take in the view.
Makes me forget we're about to be flung down along this track.
Don't think about that now. Today is our day of relaxation and rest.
I'm surprised my Demila hasn't made any attempts to ruin the super fun fair yet.
You're right. I'm surprised we haven't seen her yet. She'd do anything to make the Pflugerville townspeople miserable.
Maybe she's napping today.
I like naps. In fact, maybe I'll take one now.
On the top of this Ferris wheel? Bobby, you sure are one unique kid. I couldn't fall asleep right now if my life depended on it, which it very much might be. What was that? I'm not ready to go, please, no.
That was just a ride, settling into place. It's gonna be okay, Grabstack.
Why did you just dramatically pause mid-sentence, Bobby? Bobby, why aren't you answering me? What are you looking at? Don't tell me.
Well, if it isn't my two favorites stuck atop a very tall Ferris wheel.
Mighty Mila, riding atop a drone with Robozuki.
You thought you'd have the day off, huh? Thought I'd just let the townspeople of Pflugerville have an extra fun day at the super fun fair.
We might have thought that.
He said you were napping.
It was just a suggestion. You were the one who wanted to nap.
I'm not gonna let you two have any more fun.
Oh, please don't. I'm already not having fun.
Let's see what you'll do now that I made sure you're stuck on this ride. That literal wrench I threw into the gears means you'll never be able to get off.
Well, this just took a turn. Why don't you take a quick break while Grabstack and I figure out a way to get the wrench out of the gears so we can actually enjoy Lucy's ride? Come back in a few minutes to see if we can escape.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello again, friends. Bobby here. Grabstack would normally be talking, but he's all sweated and shaken out from being stuck high up on this Ferris wheel. Guess he doesn't like heights? Mighty Mila just threw a literal wrench into our plans and into Lucy Wow's new wheelie coaster, but I have a plan to get us out.
You have a plan? You didn't share that with me.
Well, you've been cowering on the floor of the carriage this whole time.
I just learned I don't like heights.
But we do all sorts of flying together.
I know. It doesn't make sense. Just let me lie down here. It's cool and dark. You were saying you had a plan, though?
I can see the wrench Mighty Mila threw into the gears. It's just down below, stuck between the two chains. If I use my super-powered stretching ability, I think I can stretch my arm through the bars and reach the wrench and pull it out.
Sounds good. Or we could just stay here forever and remember all the good times. Remember when we were just worried about socks?
Just let me try and reach. Almost have it. I can barely touch it. I need your help, Grabstack.
You need my help?
Yes, I'm asking you, as my sidekick, to run along my outstretched arm and pull the wrench from the chains.
That's quite a lot of responsibility for a sidekick, but I will step up to the plate.
You will?
Yes, I will. I'm Grabstack, an actor, writer, director, hairstylist, sock connoisseur, real estate agent, director. But my most prized role is being the sidekick to Bobby Wonder.
To who?
To Bobby Wonder. Bobby Wonder. Bobby Wonder. There we go. I alone can complete this task. Now come on, I'm gonna walk down your overly long outstretched arm.
Be careful, Grabstack. We're up very high.
I can see that, Bobby. No need to remind me.
Don't look down.
Don't look where? No! I look down.
I said don't look down.
I'm rebellious. Of course I'm gonna look down when he tell me not to. All right, I'm almost there. I've reached it.
Ooh, this wrench is really jammed in there. How did she manage to do that from such a distance? Well, anyways, I'm trying to pull it out. Almost got it. Pull me back. Pull me back.
I got you.
Oh, that was close. Those chains just started going and...
Here we go. The ride is about to send us along the coaster track.
What have I done?
This is amazing.
Okay, this is a little fun. Hold on to your bits.
My hands are in the air. This is better than flying.
Okay, is it over yet? Thank the Florp.
Oh, you made it back.
Oh, sweet ground. I'm so happy to be back on you, Earth. Which is ironic because I'm not even from this planet.
Mighty Mila tried to throw a wrench into your wheelie coaster, but Grabstack saved the day.
I wondered why it was taking so long for the ride to release you onto the track.
Where's that wrench now? I'm hungry.
Your ride was a lot of fun, Lucy. But we all better keep an eye out for Mighty Mila. Something tells me that won't be the only time she tries to ruin the super fun funfair.
I wrenched your face.
What should we do now, Grabstack?
Should we talk about how amazing I am and how I saved the day?
You proved yourself to be a great sidekick. Thanks for stepping up.
Stepping up is just what I do. Also, stepping down and sidestepping. Hey, is there gonna be a line dancing competition at this fair? Did you know I was the number one line dancer on all of Florp?
Dee-dee-doo-doo hamster time.
Yes, Lenore. I won a gold medal for my line dancing skills. On Florp, it's a highly coveted skill.
My parents never told me anything about line dancing.
Well, Bobby, not everyone is as blessed as I am.
Well, the Super Fun Fun Fair always has all sorts of contests and competitions. That's why it's super fun. Hopefully, my wheelie coaster can win top prize for best new ride. I'm gonna continue tinkering on it to see if I can make it even more fun. Maybe I can add an explosion of some sort?
Oh dear, help us all.
I'm rooting for you, Lucy.
Can we get my fried bananas now? I think I deserve it.
Sure, I'm feeling hungry too. We'll see you later, Lucy.
Bye, Bobby. Bye, Grabstack.
Friends, bye-bye.
This way to the food stalls. I can already smell the dough.
Wait, Grabstack, do you hear that?
All I hear is the sound of my belly being filled with fried bananas.
What's that ringing sound? We should probably go investigate.
But what about the powdered sugar? Oh, all right, Bobby. You are a superhero boy after all. Let's go investigate the potential dangerous noise. It surely won't lead to some sort of hijinks, battle, and me not getting to eat my fried bananas. Let's go.
Great. Glad you understand. Best sidekick ever.
Bobby's right. I am the best sidekick ever. And the best sidekick ever wouldn't leave the people of Pflugerville in potential danger, even if funnel cakes and fried bananas are wafting their sweet scents from just 10 feet away. Justice knows no mercy. Or snacks. Next time, we'll figure out what is causing those ominous ringing noises. By the way, if you enjoyed Lucy Wow's Wheelie Coaster, did you know there's a whole world of adventures you can follow along with Lucy Wow, Kapow, and Lenore? Just search Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts. See you next time on the Bobby Wonder Show. Welcome back, my fair weather friends. Fair weather. Because we're at a fair. Get it? I'm hungry. Don't blame me for my bad jokes. Anywho, we're down at the Super Fun Fun Fair that's coming to town for the weekend. And after Mighty Mila threw a literal wrench into Lucy Wow's new wheelie coaster, I saved the day by unstucking us from the ride. I know, I know. I'm the sidekick and I just saved the day. I feel like I should get to choose the next thing we do here at the Super Fun Fun Fair, which would be to go eat some fried bananas. But alas, my bestest friend, one Mr. Bobby Wonder, would rather go investigate this mysterious ringing sound. Does that sound as fun as fried bananas? Didn't think so. Now, did you?
Grabstack, come on. We gotta go investigate this mysterious ringing sound. It might be Mighty Mila up to something again. She's not gonna let the Super Fun Fun Fair proceed all weekend without any more disruptions.
So I feared. Let's go see.
It's coming from down here behind these red and yellow tents.
Wow, this fair is so big. So much to see, so much to do. Ooh, wait, is that a petting zoo?
It sure is. I wonder if Lenore and Kapow are gonna visit.
Does the petting zoo allow mechanical pets?
We'll have to ask Lucy next time we see her.
I am not getting back on her wheelie coaster. Nope, sorry. Ooh, look, a corn maze. My favorite type of maze. Some people prefer hedge, but corn just gives me that rustic feel. Reminds me of my days back on the farm on Florp.
I didn't know you grew up on a farm.
Oh, Bobby, there's a lot you don't know about me. This seems like a perfect opportunity to tell you my life story. Let's start with my birth. I was born a hairless grab stack on a field outside a farm outside of town.
There's the ringing sound again. It's this way.
Sure. Okay. I'll just tell my life story another time, but I will say it's full of drama. Ups and downs and sideways, too. So much has happened, and I just can't believe... That ringing keeps interrupting me when I start...
It's getting closer. We're almost there. It must be just around this circus pavilion.
Remember when you dressed up as a clown? Maybe we can do that again. Another fashion show.
It's just around here.
Maybe it's some fried pineapple. I hear that's good, too. No, that's definitely not fried pineapple.
It's Mighty Mila.
And her one-eyed robot fiend, Robozuki.
Yes, it's me, Mighty Mila. Surprised to see me again so soon, blue bottle hair.
Actually, no. This was totally expected.
What are you doing now, Mila? Planning to get us stuck on a ride again? Now I've had enough of that ringing noise.
Hey there, I'm Ring Toss Rob. Want to play Ring Toss? All you have to do is land one ring over there on that golden bottle, and you'll win our grand prize.
But that golden bottle is all the way across the tent. That's a super far way. Bobby, I think maybe...
I can do it.
No, don't let him play. I was here first, and this is my game to win.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
No, I want to play. I'm very good at ring tossing. It's one of my super skills.
Bobby, maybe we should bow out of this one. Let Mighty Mila have her moment. Besides, I am famished after all. I hear there's some good fried bananas here. Ooh, they might even have my favorite. A waffle sandwich with peanut butter and maple syrup.
Yes, great idea, Grabstack. You two go off and get your food and leave me to win the giant stuffed animal tiger.
Stuffed animal tiger? Well, now I have to stay.
Here are your rings, Mr. Bobby.
No!
What, are you afraid that I'll land my ring on the glass bottle first?
Of course not. I'm not worried about that.
She sounds worried.
She did sound worried.
I just heard you two. I'm not worried, but I do have some rules. No superpowers can be used. Let's see who's the best ring tosser without using our super abilities. That means no super stretching, Bobby.
Deal. I don't need my superpowers to toss a ring. Why don't you toss first, Mighty Mila?
We've got ourselves a good old-fashioned toss-off. That doesn't happen much around here. You'll each get three chances with three rings to land on the golden bottle over there.
This'll be easy. Give me the rings.
Up first is Mighty Mila.
Thank you, thank you. Now, silence. I need to concentrate. Now, if I just aim and throw, I think I can.
Ooh, close. But that's a miss.
We know. We all saw.
Next up, Bobby Wonder.
Tis I, Bobby Wonder, first of his name, superhero to Pflugerville. And now I will show you all how the ring toss is done.
Bobby, what are you doing? Why are you sticking your finger up in the air like that?
I'm measuring the wind speed. See, with the ring toss, it's all about the angle and speed the ring is thrown versus the opposing wind speed and which direction it is coming from.
Well, gee whiz. Here I thought it was just about throwing the ring as hard as you can.
Ugh, throw already. Enough of this science talk.
All right, here I go.
Bobby Wonder did it. Bobby Wonder wins.
I don't want to brag, but I'm kind of a big deal.
Bobby?
Grabstack, don't bring up your fried bananas right now. Let me bask in the thrill of victory right now.
Okay, I'll let you bask, but we got a problem.
What is it now?
The grand prize is missing, and all my rings are gone. Now no one can play the ring toss anymore.
Mighty Mila and Robo Zuki are gone!
They must have stolen the stuffed tiger and all the rings while I was basking in my win.
Don't want to say I told you so, but I told you so!
Thwarted you again, Bradley Blunder.
That's not my name.
I don't care, because while you were distracted at the ring toss, basking in your win, Robozuki and I stole the giant stuffed tiger and all the rings. So now no one can play the ring toss anymore.
That's what I said. What am I going to do without all my rings?
Bring back the tiger and the rings, Mila. I won fair and square.
Don't worry. This is just the start of my havoc. I'll make sure no one at the Super Fun Fun Fair has any fun. I'm going to take all the prizes from every booth and hide them where no one can win them. Come on, Robozuki!
Well, well, looks like Mighty Mila is at it again, and the Super Fun Fun Fair is at risk of being, well, not so super fun without any prizes. Also, will I ever get to eat my fried bananas? Find out after this short commercial break. We're back, and things have taken quite the drastic turn at the Super Fun Fun Fair. After getting unstuck from Lucy Wow's wheelie coaster, Bobby Wonder and I investigated a mysterious ringing sound, only for Bobby to beat Mighty Mila in a ring toss competition. Then Mighty Mila and her fiendish one-eyed robot, Robozuki, stole all the prizes from the fair booths. Now we have to go find Mighty Mila and get back the prizes. And all of this means that I am still not gonna get my fried bananas anytime soon. Oh, my life. Quelle tragique.
I didn't know you spoke French, Grabstack.
I do, but only when I'm hungry. Je faim. That means I'm hungry.
Okay, we need to find Mighty Mila and get back all the prizes. Where do you think she could have gone?
I would say her not-so-secret hideout, but she's already thwarted us on that front again.
And she wouldn't hide them under the banana stand with Mr. Snood's help like she did with the socks?
Not my socks. Oh, that was seriously a great business idea. Everyone loves socks.
Maybe if I fly up into the sky, we can see where Mighty Mila and Robozuki might have gone.
You go on ahead. I'll just stay down here and... Oh, all right. Guess you grabbed me and we're already off in the air. Great.
Do you see Mighty Mila and Robozuki anywhere?
All I see is the palm of your hand. You're blocking my view.
Oh, whoops. Now can you see?
Oh, yes, I can see everything, including the ground so far below. We really are up high. Oh, gosh, my stomach is turning. Or maybe I'm still just hungry.
I don't see Mighty Mila anywhere. We have to get back to the prizes, or all the townspeople of Pflugerville are going to be so sad. What will they win at the fair booths?
It's not about winning, it's about the journey. And I say that as an acclaimed winner.
Look over there. That looks out of place.
Oh, you mean that giant shovel rapidly digging a hole near the Pflugerville forest? Why, that's got to be Mighty Mila.
Come on, let's go before she buries all the prizes.
You need to warn me when you take off flying at a rapid speed. Whew, I almost flew off. Luckily, your shoelace was untied and I was able to hold on to the end of it. By the way, you need to tie your shoes.
Stop right there, Mighty Mila. We know you transformed yourself into that giant shovel. I've seen you transform enough times to recognize it now.
Nay, it's not me. I mean, I'm just a giant shovel, yeah? I'm not Mighty Mila.
Oh, wow, we were wrong. It's just a giant shovel.
No, that's Mighty Mila. All the prizes are right there in the hole she's digging.
What prizes? I'm just a shovel sitting by a hole I dug to put some stuff in it. Not prizes.
Sorry, innocent shovel. Didn't mean to accuse you of being Mighty Mila.
Grabstack, that is Mighty Mila. I see my giant stuffed tiger right there.
Well, what do you know? That does look awfully like the giant stuffed tiger you won at the ring toss.
That's because it is. Now, Mighty Mila, it's time you stop digging and return the prizes to the Super Fun Fun Fair.
Ugh, fine. Robozuki, get them.
Oh, my gosh! That shovel was Mighty Mila. And now Robozuki is throwing giant ping pong balls at us.
Don't worry, I can dodge them.
This is not my ideal day at the Super Fun Fun Fair! Yeah!
Hang on, Grabstack.
Oh, dear. I seem to have lost my eyebrows this time.
Here they are.
Ooh, much better. I can express my shock again by raising my eyebrows. I can't believe Mighty Mila is that giant shovel.
Mighty Mila, I beat you fair and square just like I did at all those board games when you trapped us in your secret headquarters.
I won just as much as you, and I didn't trap you there.
You stole my cape.
Actually, Robozuki did. Well, you did. Robozuki, come back! I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. Oh, look what you made me do, blubber!
It's Bobby Wonder.
Robozuki, I'm sorry! Come back!
Look at that! Mighty Mila just up and walked away, chasing after her sidekick! I would never abandon you like that, Bobby.
I know that, Grabstack. You're the best sidekick ever. Now let's get these prizes back to the Super Fun Fun Fair, and then I promise you we can get your fried pudding or whatever.
Fried bananas! But ooh, fried pudding does sound intriguing too. Don't mind if I try it. The Super Fun Fun Fair has all sorts of fried food. Wonder if they have fried tuna fish. That would taste good with a nice chocolate sauce.
Ew.
Don't knock it till you try it. A Florpian motto.
Never heard that one.
Well, it's at least a Grabstack family motto. You'd know that if that ringing noise didn't interrupt my life story. Now let's get back to the fair.
Look, it's a bird.
No, it's a plane. Oh wait. No, it's just a blue blob.
A blue blob?
He's no blue blob. It's Bobby Wonder. Bobby Wonder. Bobby Wonder. And he's back with all your prizes and your rings.
No matter how many times Mighty Mila tries to ruin this Super Fun Fun Fair, I promise you I will stop her to make sure we all get to have super fun fun.
Fun?
That's a lot of funs. Uh-oh, that didn't sound great.
What now? I just want a fried banana. Is that too much to ask for a totally non-dramatic actor, director, sidekick, director like myself?
Oh no, my frying oil is gone.
What? Now this is just ridiculous.
What happened, sir?
I was just here in my food stall selling my fried pudding when I was going to put in a new batch. But now I can't because my frying oil is gone.
Can't you fry your pudding in something else?
Bobby, what a terrible question. Of course he can't fry his pudding in any other oil.
He's right. It has to be this specific dandelion oil.
What do you think happened to your dandelion oil?
Well, I saw a cat-like creature dart out of my stall just as I was coming back from the Wheelie Costa.
A cat-like creature? Seems like we need to investigate.
My dandelion oil is gone too.
Me too.
So no one has the ability to fry food anymore. The fair is ruined. Oh. There, I said it.
Not yet. We need to find that cat-like creature and find the dandelion oil. Maybe we need to enlist the help of our favorite dog detective, Sniffy and Snoop, to help with this one.
I need a moment. I can't do the outro.
I'll take it from here. All the frying dandelion oil has been taken by a cat-like creature, and Grabstack needs a moment out of the spotlight. That's concerning. things really aren't going well. But maybe Sniffy and Snoop can help us solve the case. Tune in next time to see if we can get back the frying dandelion oil and finally get Grabstack a fried banana.
I'll never eat a fried food again. Oh, cruel world.
And if you enjoyed this podcast, there's a whole world of podcasts set in the town of Pflugerville. Just search Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts. See you next time on the Bobby Wonder Show.
Go Kid Go!
Hi, my name's Ren, and my best friend Drac is a vampire. Oh, but before you freak out, let me explain. Drac isn't like other vampires. He doesn't thirst for blood, he thirsts for knowledge. Each week, we hop into the Coffin of Curiosity for a spooktacular adventure to learn about everything and anything, from how the sun works to why we burp. We have lots of fun, so join us! I promise that the only thing Drac will drink up is information, okay? Worst case scenario, he squirts you with some sunscreen. Search for Drac on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts for the ride of your life. Whee!